Hello, and welcome to Ag Tech Talk, Agribusiness Global's podcast exploring the latest technology, innovations, tools, and services that are moving the crop input community forward. I'm your host, Stan Jacobs, senior editor with Agribusiness Global. Each episode, we talk with industry experts to learn their insights on ag tech solutions being developed around the world and how they could impact your business. Whether it's agricultural technology you'll find in the field, on a tablet, or in the air, we'll talk about it here.
Agmatics is a Tel Aviv, Israel-based startup ag tech business specializing in turning large amounts of agronomic data into powerful models and insights that will transform the entire value chain, including the way crop inputs are manufactured, distributed, and applied. The company recently partnered with NASA Harvest, NASA's Global Food Security and Agriculture Consortium. Yes. The organization that sends astronauts into space also focuses on food security around the world. In this podcast, we speak with Agmatics CEO Ron Baruchi about how this partnership with NASA Harvest and how the technology the company is developing will transform agriculture in general and crop inputs in particular. Why don't you start with telling us who you are, who you work for, what you do?
Yes, thank you. My name is Juan. I'm the president and CEO of Agmatics. Agmatics, it's an agricultural data company, which is focusing on data standardization in research and R&D, as well as digital prescriptions and sustainability at field level.
Let's talk a little bit about this switch we've gone to from an industrial society to one driven by data. I mean, data is everywhere in agriculture. What kind of change has this had specifically on this industry?
I think we're in the middle of a huge transformation. Agriculture is undergoing a massive transformation with the introduction of digital solutions at farm level and actually throughout the entire value chain to help growers to increase yields, improve profitability, and improve sustainability. This is only going to increase as we will harness more digital technologies to fight climate changes and actually increase resilience in supply chains because we need to ensure stable food supply. And when you look at the impact of this, this actually means that agriculture data is going to grow exponentially year over year. It's already growing. I've seen estimates that by 2036, data points collected daily on the farm will increase by 800%. Another research shows that 900 terabytes of data is estimated for a single corn season in the U.S. only. And we are also talking on prediction that by 2050, each farm will produce around 4.1 million data points daily. So we can definitely see the future is coming with the use of those technologies and AI, and data is going to be absolutely essential to enable this to happen. And this is actually going even beyond the regular operational level at the farm level, where digital solutions are helping farmers to apply precision agriculture techniques in order to optimize resources and reduce risks. But data-driven solutions are going to all the way throughout the value chain. Now we're going to see solutions that are going to impact research and development. So agriculture research and development have been revolutionized by data-driven technologies. Advanced data analytics and AI will help research to analyze vast data sets to discover innovative solutions for crop improvements, disease resistance, climate resilience, and so on. We see a huge impact of using digital and data for sustainability and environmental impact, analyzing data on the resources usage and an environmental factor to drive scope 3 carbon emissions. And in the end, data-driven decision-making, right? With access to vast amount of agricultural data, players throughout the ecosystem can make more informed decisions on crop selections, planting times, harvesting schedules, players like insurance companies to look at insurance risks, data for providing funding. And I think this is extremely going to grow in the next couple of years as agriculture going to continue its digital transformation. Organizations today, I think a recent IDC survey talks about that 75% of the agriculture organizations view digital technology as critical aspect of their operational improvements. So this is definitely going to increase.
I mean, you mentioned the amount of data that's coming through. I mean, that's just overwhelming, or I think it could be overwhelming. I think you talked a little bit about some of this in your answer, but how do you turn that information, that wealth of information, into usable, actionable data?
I think with this huge promise comes also some complexities, and we look that digital adoption, it's definitely increasing, but still low if you compare it to other sectors. There is a clear difference between geographies in these aspects and the type of technologies we are talking to. You know, in the end, the main limitation for digital adoption at the field level are lack of clear ROI, connectivity issues, and you need the right ecosystem to support the different digital adoption in order to enable those farmers to translate this data into actionable insights in the end. Recent surveys shows that digital adoption in farming globally, 39% of the farmers are planning to use at least one digital solution in the next 2 years. In Europe and North America, it reaches the 60%, but we have other areas which are still at the 9%, like in Asia. So even though we see adoption is increasing slowly, slower than we wish, there are still a major challenges from the fact that solutions are not interoperable. Data is not standardized. Data is still siloed. This actually prevents cross-collaboration and effective use of all of this data in a way that will really translate this into effective insights and activity. So in many cases, process of analyzing this information, it's too cumbersome, meaning that most of the data is either not collected or goes to waste. And I think the potential here of connecting all of those data points, generating a standardized and interoperable system is huge in order to drive both adoption on one side, but also drive real change at field level by translating data into specific insights and actionable directions for the farmers to do.
Again, I think we've talked about this next question a little bit. Where are we in this information age? Are we still just scratching the surface? I know you said 10 years, we might still be, we're still be collecting so much more data. And then using that information, like you just mentioned, some of the problems that exist with collecting data. Where are we, I guess, in solving those problems?
I think we are on the way of solving these issues. And as we see more and more technologies which are coming in other industries, they will also affect agriculture for sure. Processes being flow, but it is still slow in many cases. And we do see technologies which are coming in that will definitely drive this change. And companies, because of the different ecosystem and the different requirements that they have, will drive change. And we require us actually to see more collaboration between different players and more interoperability that will enable us to really see some changes in the technological adoption.
Let's talk about how this plays out on a farm itself. Our listeners are manufacturers, a lot of crop inputs. You know, we've been hearing about the products they use and what effect it has on the environment. You know, so in a lot of, you know, carbon sequestration, we've been hearing a lot about carbon recently as well. You know, can you talk about the importance of being able to understand that carbon footprint on the farm and what that actually means?
I think sustainability and carbon footprint, which is one of the most important factors in sustainability, will continue to be a strong driver for digital transformation at farm level. The reason is that in order to quantify the carbon footprint in agriculture environments, you need to collect vast amount of data, both ground truth data and also remote sensing models where possible. And as we see more shifts toward insetting of carbon, this will go even beyond just the farm level, but will cover transformation to farm gates, shipping, manufacturing, and even sourcing of raw materials for those input companies. In all cases, high quality data collection is a must, and scientific approach is absolutely required to analyze this collected data to ensure that those organizations and the farmers which are supporting them in terms of supply, but also in inputs, are reaching their net zero targets and report to those results in a meaningful way. So data-driven solutions, which are based on this data, which is being collected and shared throughout the value chain, will be used to generate common metrics and indexes to quantify the adoption of sustainable agriculture practices at farm level in the end of the day, for the farmer, will help them to balance between sustainability and profitability in the right way, because it's a challenge today. And we only see more and more data system coming in to help with this balance.
On a related note, I guess, earlier this year, you guys announced that company has a partnership with NASA Harvest, which is, if I understand it, NASA is a group that talks about food security and other issues related to agriculture. Can you talk about that relationship that you developed?
Exactly. Your previous question is about this, because in the end of the day, in order to understand at farm level what is the carbon footprint, you need to collect a large amount of ground truth data. But when you look fast forward, it's not scalable because you need to use remote sensing models in order to reach scale. To do this, you need to calibrate those remote sensing models with data which is coming from the ground in order to build very strong models that are going to be scientifically based and will be validated and calibrated. And that's exactly the combination and the collaboration we are doing with NASA Harvest, because since Agmatics is developing a lot of technologies around the field trials and field data, and actually has a lot of ground truth data, very high quality from a lot of geolocations and more than 150 crops. The idea is that can we use this data in order to calibrate some of those remote sensing models which are coming from satellites and enable the data to be used in order to develop models to predict or to assist the carbon footprints and to generate a resilient supply chain from a sustainability point of view. So the collaboration is between Agmatics and NASA Harvest in using our ground truth data from field trials and experimentation and agronomy from our different territories to calibrate and build those remote sensing models.
We related to all that, carbon footprints and everything, obviously, like I mentioned, our listeners are manufacturers, distributors of crop inputs. What kind of effect having this information, this data, these solutions, the type of solution you're offering have on crop inputs themselves?
Data collection is the base of the iceberg, but modeling and predictions are the tip of it. So for example, simulating crop environments in digital twins or using synthetic data to predict crop yields following an increase in ag practices or changes or different environmental conditions, this is what will impact in the end of the day those farmers and the input providers. Landscape is evolving towards a greater vertical integration, transitioning from traditional input-based business models to either a service-oriented input model or an integrated approach, talking on the overall plant and soil health, that just as a single factor. And because of this understanding of the models and the predictions and those digital twins are absolutely acoustic for crop inputs in order to rely on this data and help them to develop better products and better service to the farmers. These new models heavily rely on the data that in order to comprehend the unique requirements of individual customers based on factors that crop type, location, soil, weather conditions. And by adopting this prescription approach, those providers, the input companies, can offer, as I said, better and more optimized inputs and really allow them with their integrated solutions to improve yields while minimizing environmental footprint. This holistic approach will ensure a more sustainable, impactful agricultural practices in the future.
Is anybody doing that right now? Are they doing this modeling right now? Or is it still in its infancy and we're still learning about it?
I think it's been done throughout the different players in different shape or form. But I think it's going to be only increased in the future because of the data standardization and interoperability. Because today, the ability to do this is quite narrow on a specific domain or a specific environment. But once you connect everything together, the potential is much bigger than that we are doing today. And the adoption will be much wider because the cost is going to go down. It's going to be part of doing a regular big business. And we will see increase in the farmers' adoption of those solutions that comes together with either a physical product or a more digital service. And that's going to be probably the future of sustainable agriculture practices.
Thank you. What else do we need to know? What haven't I asked you about?
I think it will be interesting to talk on where this technology is heading to in the next 5 to 10 years. AI revolution is going to drive everything that we do. And we are going to see more and more usage of Gen AI and deep learning technologies that are also going to be leveraged in agriculture. This has a potential to automate, 70% of the work done and allow plants to grow with less, to grow more with less, and become a much, much more resilient. I think this is true for farmers, but also true for organizations in the value chain. I think the potential value of AI can deliver here is extremely high on a function by function specific and use case, would drive value across the entire organization, leveraging internal knowledge management systems to drive smarter discoveries and faster time to market. And in the end, to facilitate these capabilities of AI, you really need this base data collection, data sharing, and data interoperability, and that we in Agmatics are focusing a lot of our efforts in, because we believe this will drive efficiency and effectiveness of those models, will lower digital costs and reduce data waste, which are absolutely essential for those AI and machine learning technologies. Another thing which I think is going to happen much more is the usage of open data platforms that will support cross-industry collaboration. It's just that the challenges we are trying to solve are too big for a single player to solve by itself. And in order to do this, field data and high-quality data will need to be shared between researchers and agronomists and between different organizations. And I actually think that in agriculture, open data and open code is going to revolutionize the industry exactly as it has done so for other industries which are using it. And as we see more and more shift towards integrated soil and plant health solutions, you really need to have all of this data available, interoperable, and shareable between different partners in the ecosystem in order to generate an impact.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it. Learned a lot. I look forward to talking with you again sometime.
Sure. My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the AgTech Talk podcast from Agribusiness Global. You can find more podcasts, videos, news, e-newsletters, event and webinar information at agribusinessglobal.com.